Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. And we're talking with Kathleen Ernst about Lies of Omission. That's her latest book. And The Weaver's Revenge came out this past summer. And then Balancing, Poems of the Female Immigrant Experience in the Upper Midwest, 1830 to 1930. It's great to have her along. And you can join in, 800-642-1234. Let's take a call. Karen in Watertown, thank you for calling.
Hi. I'm a recent 12-year transplant to Watertown. And one of the things that I have kind of discovered driving around and even meeting are farms that have alpacas that have come from Peru. And I didn't think to ask how far back. In one case, the farm is probably 50 years old. It's it's somewhere near Watertown, within 15, 20 miles. And I'm wondering if this is something that the author has discovered, if there's any relationship.
I'm sorry, could you explain again the type of farm that you're speaking of?
Okay, alpaca.
Alpacas.
Alpaca. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't. Well, let's put it in the context of the 1850s. I don't think. What were the farms like in the 1850s?
Well, the Pomeranian farms, they found wheat was a cash crop at that time, although they still did a lot of things traditionally. The old country, they had courtyard arrangements. Here, when they had more land, they tended to spread the buildings out a little bit, but they still did the half-timbering style, which uses less wood, which is what they had known in the old country. And they still raised some of their favorite crops that they had brought seeds with them along.
Well, it was Karen. Thank you so much. Appreciate the call very much. I wanted to mention your book of poems called "Balancing: Poems of the Female Immigrant Experience in the Upper Midwest, 1830 to 1930." And I've got to be honest with you. Normally, if I've got a couple of books sitting in front of me and deciding to pick one, I will, and one's a book of poetry, poems, and the other is more like a Chloe Ellefson book. I'm going to pick the Chloe Ellefson book, but I have to tell you, I was really taken by that, by your book of poems. And tell us about what you did.
Well, this is a collection that I've been working on for probably close to 20 years. Often when almost all of my work involves immigrant stories in some way. And over the years, as I've done research, there have been little moments that I've discovered that just stayed with me. And sometimes they were things that had nothing to do with what I was researching at the time. And then I'd realize that months or even years later, I was still thinking about some little gem that I had found that was wonderful. And I decided to do poems for a couple of reasons. These are story poems, so if you like novels, I think you'll be very comfortable. They're accessible poems. But some of these little gems, if I included them in a novel, I feared that they would actually get overwhelmed. Often the poems reflect just a moment or a brief passage of time, something very compelling or poignant or joyful. And by doing the collection of poems, that gave me room to pause and give this experience a little bit of lamplight of its own.
Well, I have to tell you, I was really taken with that book.
Thank you so much.
It was really a revelation to me. And you wrote all these poems. You wrote them all as the kind of the person. You didn't take someone else's work and put it together.
No, these are all my own, all inspired by stories and things that I've heard and read and discovered. But I then imagine them into life as a poem.
Well, they were definitely wonderful poems. What does a poem offer that a novel may not? It gives you that chance to get into something that, as you say, might not work so well in the novel.
Right. One of the poems in the book, just as a quick example, is about a young woman who's a homesteader who's enjoying a cup of coffee at dawn on her back porch. And in the poem, it's revealed that her mother did not believe in leisurely cups of coffee. And so there's just that moment where I imagined a young woman who had never been able to make her own decisions about when to drink a cup of coffee, sitting on the back steps of her shanty, savoring the quiet morning on her own land. That was very powerful to me, and I think that would have disappeared in a novel.
Yeah. Do you want to read one?
I'd be delighted. I will read the title poem, which is Balancing, and I chose that as the title for the book because this is, I hope, a balanced collection. It's not all about hardship. It's also about joys and contentments. And this particular poem called Balancing comes from a story that I read that took place up in the northern part of our state. They traveled weary far from Hungary to the homestead. Wagon, steamship, railroad, shoes. The last 18 miles wound through cutover land, rain sheeting down, chill wind knifing across the ravaged land. The lanes loggers had cleared for their straining horses, now a sucking, mucky mire. Cornelia and her family stepped stump to stump, her holding an infant and by the hand a four-year-old, once excited, now fretful. How strange that her life had come to this, balancing from stump to stump, from old world to new, from dreaming bride to resolute wife, one foot rooted solid, the other suspended in air.
That's a great piece. I love that very much. How's that done? Has it done well, the book?
That's been one of the pleasant surprises because I really wasn't sure how my readers would react to me venturing in. You know, and it's like you, people often feel that that's not a genre that they're as comfortable with as singing into a novel. So it's really been joyful to me that so many people have been willing to give the book a try and discover that maybe sometimes they like poetry after all.
So are you going to, you know, you've got your book, your virtual book launch tomorrow night, one of them, and then the night after, I believe. Are you going to read from some of the, in addition to Lies of Omission, maybe from Balancing?
I might share a poem. I will be focused on Lies of Omission since that's the new one, but so many of the poems in Balancing are relevant to the novels that I write. So I think I will take your suggestion.
All right. I'm glad you are, Kathleen. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you. And again, it's give us the names of the where people have to go to sign up.
You can sign up for the official launch party, which is tomorrow night. If you go to Mystery to Me,
mm-hmm.
Which is an independent bookstore, and if you Google it, you'll find it. Mystery to Me in Madison, Wisconsin. And the night after that, I'll be doing a virtual program that's hosted by an independent bookstore in Oconomowoc called Books and Company.
Kathleen Ernst, a social historian, educator, best-selling author, and we've talked with her about three of her latest books, and her latest was just out today, Lies of Omission. And we're not telling any lies here on the Ideas Network, that's for sure. We've got some important things to talk about. Today is Giving Tuesday, for example, and it's the first day of the year. And member Drive, Larry Mueller, Keely Baltina back with us. You make the Ideas Network possible when you donate. And we hope you'll do that right now on this Giving Tuesday. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
Yeah, we've got a really great challenge opportunity right now. Today, you can be one of 350 people to help secure an additional $15,000. $15,000 for WPR. A group of generous members has created this challenge, and it's meant to inspire your support of the programs that you and really your entire community rely on.
Your participation is vital. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting this challenge. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and Larry, I have to say, so many of these conversations that you have, like the one we've just heard with this author, they're just incredible because they take you to different places, but it also feels relevant to your life. I mean, this is what you get when you turn to the Ideas Network. And the Ideas Network and WPR, they're listener supported. So that means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more shows possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes and make your gift.
During this year-end member drive, let the impact of your donation go beyond the WPR programs you love, and you can ask for one of our food bank thank you gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month. The $20 a month gives you food for $50. The $10 a month, food for $25. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, you power the essential news and this quality entertainment you rely on, and you're providing hunger relief to people in your community. Get started now when you give at WPR.org or pick up the phone, call 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that deal?
I'd love to go to the record store and name my price for a lot of the albums I see.
If I could pick and choose for shoes, that would be fantastic.
Netflix, streaming options, music, and a weekend cocktail, too.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And, unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller with Keeley Baltina. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And your contribution might be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And you can make an even greater impact today. We have $15,000 on the table from a group of generous members. When 350 people donate, we are getting closer. 200 more people need to donate, and we will make that gift of $15,000.
Their way of encouraging you to support them in supporting WPR programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation now, it's so important. Be one of the 200 people left to meet this challenge. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. Thank you so much for that. You might consider an extra gift, say $50 or $100 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Join in this drive and thank you for your extra support of the programs that you count on every single day. Here we are coming up to the top of the hour. Robert in Cross Plains says, I always donate as a frequent listener to the program. What about you? Your gift right now is so important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're highlighting now Black authors and Black literature with our guest, Troy Johnson. He's the founder of African American Literature Book Club website. It is AALBC.com, and we'll talk to him about how Black literature is for everyone and his recommendations for nonfiction, fiction, and children's books. And maybe you're a black author. Do you have a book, or maybe you have a book by a black author that you would like to recommend? What would you like to know about the AALBC website? Join the conversation by calling 800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Troy Johnson, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Larry, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be on your program.
Well, I tell you what, it's fun to have you here. Some people are wondering about the challenges that online booksellers are facing. What's it like for you?
Well, it's an ongoing challenge, particularly in the online bookselling space, because, you know, frankly, the World Wide Web is increasingly dominated by a handful of massive corporations. And for book sales, there's one player that sells more books than all others combined. But while one might think that would be convenient and helpful, what it does do is it diminishes the amount of diversity that you find on the web. If you have one entity that dominates the ability for books to be discovered, it really biases things. And we all know that, corporations tend to be algorithmically driven, and those algorithms are biased or favor things that keep people engaged. And though that engagement isn't usually the type of thing that best serves us. So if you want a diverse and vibrant book world, you have to support independent booksellers, whether they're online or in the real world in their brick-and-mortar stores, because those are the stores that are really going to help create an environment in which there's a great variety of books that are being sold. And indie booksellers tend to be mission-driven. And what I mean by that is that we're not driven solely to engage you. Engagement, when I mean engagement, tying you to a platform so that I can deliver more ads. That's not my goal. My goal is to inform and help people discover the books that they're most likely to enjoy. And in my niche, African-American literature, that is my goal. And as you said earlier, it's, black literature is not just for black people, it's for everyone, so our stories will resonate with other people from other cultures, not just in the United States, but abroad. Similarly, we want to read books from people from around the world. We ideally should read books outside our gender, our culture, our class. And the best way to do that is to really have a large and diverse set of booksellers. Because each bookseller has their own sensibility, and they curate books differently.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and I was just going to add finally that, if maximizing revenue is the primary goal, that's not the best. That's not the bookseller that you want to use.
Well, you sent us some book recommendation lists, and we'll look at a few of them. The full list you can find as you listen to the show here. You can find the full list linked to our program note at wpr.org/Larry. It's a great list. Let's start with nonfiction. Tell us about Chasing Me to My Grave, the story of Winfried Rembert.
Yeah, these books provide stories that just aren't really told very often. Now, Winfried is an artist. He learned the craft of working with leather and creating art out of leather while he was incarcerated. And, his story doesn't necessarily start there, but incarceration was a big portion of his story. He was, like so many people, he was incarcerated, put on a chain gang. The penalty for what he did was severe. It was really a heart-wrenching story if you read his background, and I will encourage people to take a look at the website and check out his book. But after he came out, While he was incarcerated, he had a wife who supported his work and encouraged him to develop his art. And as a result, he was able to create all of this wonderful art that we can enjoy today. And so the book talks about his story and how he really achieved over a great deal of adversity.
And another that you had in the nonfiction category was Sacred Nile by Chester Higgins.
Yeah, Chester Higgins is a pro. And you're looking, I'm sure, at books off the nonfiction bestsellers list. And, yeah, Chester Higgins is a prolific photographer. And his book, Sacred Nile, shows pictures of a trip going up the Nile River Valley. And, you know, so it talks about the cultures. So it's not just photographs, but it's a great deal of information about the Nile Valley and the Nile River. The pictures are breathtaking. The book is really well put together. And, you know, he's a photographer that more people really need to know about. So, again, another book that, you know, pretty much anyone can appreciate if you're interested about Africa and African culture, civilization, and history.
Number one in fiction is Voices of the Harlem Renaissance. And your website says the book has made your bestsellers list 7 times. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So that book was actually originally published, and in fact, part of the reason why it's doing so well on the site is that I actually wrote the introduction to it. All right, so the book was originally published as The New Negro, and it was published during the Harlem Renaissance, and it shows it is a great overview of some of the principal writers from the period. So if you're looking for a sample of some of the great writers from the Harlem Renaissance, that's a really good book to check out. You have people like Jesse Redmond Fawcett and W.E.B. Du Bois and Arnold Bontemps and Claude McKay and Alan Leroy Locke and Jean Toomer and many others. So it's a combination of fiction, nonfiction, art, actually. You know, it's just a cornucopia of prose and literary nonfiction from the period.
You mentioned you wrote the introduction to the latest edition. Hey, what was it like to write a book that was for a book that was listed as one of the 100 essential black books by QBR, the Black Book Review?
Yeah, you know, I was actually honored to be asked. You know, AOBC is a master site, and I've written in a wide variety of ways. I don't consider myself a writer per se. However, I was honored to be asked to produce that, to write that. You know, obviously, you know, the writers I'm familiar with. You know, it was just an honor. It was a learning experience as well. And again, I think the book actually is a great value. It's hardcover. It's almost 500 pages long, and you know, it's only $19.99.
Yeah.
So it's just a great deal.
Voices of the Harlem Renaissance, that book. Another book in the fiction category is Alice in Dreamland by Roland Jefferson. Can you describe that book for us?
Yeah, so Roland Jefferson is really a he's been writing for decades, and he's in the class of writers that let me think of some people like Sam Greenlee or Claude McKay. He's not published by major publishers, but he's a writer that more people, I think, should know about. Now, Alice in Dreamland, like a lot of the books on my site, I actually haven't read this particular book. We have a review of the book on the website. And the idea behind the book is it talks about a world, an alternative universe, so to speak, where the majority of the population of the United States is abandons their country. and it depicts, it's basically a crime thriller. And it talks about a country where, people are actually trying to destroy the country. And big corporations, financing an evil plan called the Alice Dream Plan. And it just talks about, the characters who are trying to implement this plan and those who are trying to thwart it. So it's one of these thrillers, crime stories, and it has been selling really well on the website. It's actually one of these books that are on my list of things to read, and that was published by Roland Jefferson, who's written a number of books. Perhaps his most popular book is The School on 103rd Street. I don't think that's his first book, but The School on 103rd Street is a story about, it takes place in Watts, and it was one of his classic novels.
Hmm. Let's turn to children's books for a minute. The best-selling children's book was Gabrielle Union's 2020 picture book, Welcome to the Party. Why is that a great children's book?
Well, there's a number of really popular books written by celebrities, and they're able to pull together a lot of talent, particularly on the illustrator side. So they bring a lot of resources to books. It's wonderfully illustrated. It's poetic. The illustrator Ashley Evans provides wonderful illustrations, as I said. It's just a touching story. It's a picture book for young children, and it basically tells the story of a parent awaiting the birth of a new child, and it's an idea book for people looking to teach young children about the birth of or bringing a new child into the family. Interestingly, children's books have been doing really, really well on the website, and there's a great deal of interest, perhaps now so because of the holiday season coming up, but there are just so many terrific children's books out there today. The other day I posted a list of 100 board books featuring black characters, and the idea that I could do that is really phenomenal. I've been selling books for 25 years now, and I could remember where you would have to stretch to find 100 titles featuring black characters across all genres, and now I can pull together a list of 100 board books with black characters. It's just really phenomenal, and speaks to the change, cultural change, really.
Well, Troy, the time is flying here. We've got to have you back on when we can spend more time together. It's always fun to have you visit. And the whole list of the full list, there is a lot of books here that you can find. Go to our program notes today, WPR.org/Larry, and you'll find a link there to the full list. Troy, thanks a lot. Appreciate it very much.
No, I appreciate the opportunity, and anytime I can spread information about this aspect of the industry, I'm more than happy.
And his website is aalbc.com, aalbc.com. It's the oldest, largest, and most frequently visited website dedicated to books written by or about people of African descent. Well, we are in the midst of our year-end member drive, and Keely Baltina is back with me to talk with you about that drive. It's Giving Tuesday. It's a global celebration of generosity, and here we are at WPR, listener-supported. Your gift right now ensures the programs you rely on will have, and we'll get a strong start to 2022. So I hope you'll choose WPR this Giving Tuesday. You can make your WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give. And how do you do that? Well, you go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Keely, how are we doing?
Larry, I got some numbers for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So last hour, we heard from 32 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those gifts. Now we have an exciting opportunity. So today, when 350 people make a donation, WPR programs secure $15,000 from a group of generous members, and we have 170 people left to go. We are just over the halfway mark to get that extra $15,000 for WPR.
It's those generous folks, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's meet that challenge. Your gift, any amount right now, makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, here on the Larry Mueller Show, I mean, you know who you're talking to. You get Larry, and we have some regular guests that are physical therapists, right? Jill Tine-Nissenbaum, Lori Tine-Brody, right, who help us with our aches and our pains. You love talking to Scott Craven, who's happy to speculate on your wildlife sightings. Larry, the weather guy, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, right? Like, the list goes on and on.
Scott Craven's on tomorrow's show, as a matter of fact.
Good timing.
Yeah, we'll hear from him tomorrow. And all of those guests cover topics that are part of your everyday life. They give you advice and ideas. And because you've come to trust and appreciate those guests, I hope you'll support this program with your dollars. Easy to give. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and with this year-end member drive, your gift to WPR not only supports these programs, but it can also provide meals to people, families in your community. So you can ask for a food bank thank you gift when you give $10 a month or more today.
So thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and the WPR programs you love as well. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and be part of the statewide news, the talk shows, the music, the things that inform and engage and inspire hundreds of thousands of people.
The beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you get to decide how much to give. WPR is listener supported. That means the more donors we have, the more secure our funding. So how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do give.
Yeah, absolutely. Many first-time donors give $100 or they give $10 a month. The point is that you decide the amount that's right for you. And because contributing is your choice and because WPR is something you value, you'll find that donating, it feels pretty good. So find out right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I'm Kathy Ross and I live in Whitewater. WPR basically accounts for so much of what I know about Wisconsin. Politics, geography, people, interesting places to go. Subscribing to the daily email is a routine part of my life. I know before I go to bed at night, I'm going to look at that email and see things I really need to try and focus on. And then I've recently gotten to the podcast world, and it is wonderful to be able to, oops, I missed that, and now I can find it out here, and it's great.
Make your contribution today because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click donate.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. And your gift might be $10 a month, could be $100, $200, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, and giving to WPR, really easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you want to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to WPR, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
It's really easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are part of your routine. I mean, I may or not be holding a cup of tea right now. Maybe for you it's coffee or your favorite snack.
Consider the news, the information, and I like to think the inspiration that you may get every day by listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, maybe 30 bucks a month, or just, that might be just the right amount for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every single day.
You help keep WPR strong as we enter 2022. It is right around the corner. Become a first-time donor or maybe make an extra year-end gift. Just support the programs you value. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And be sure to give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. So you'll be keeping the source for information and entertainment on WPR going strong. So I hope you'll give now. Whatever amount that feels right to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Keely and I are going to have to go away here in just a minute or less than a minute right now. It's about 30 seconds, as a matter of fact. This drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area. You can ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Do it now. Join in with your contribution. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much.